Disclaimer, I do not know own Naruto. First of all, I'm not Japanese. Second of all, I'm 19 years old. I don't own shit. Third of all, I am not intelligent. I just have common sense and can memorize facts relatively easily. All these things should lead me to owning something cool and important in the future, but not right now, obviously. Chapter 5, The Routine of the Routine. The first mission involving the Inazuka Kennels wound up being, by and large, the thing that set the standard for the day by way of amusement. Apparently, Naruto wasn't particularly a dog person. Well, that wasn't fair. More like dogs weren't exactly Naruto animals. You see, when Naruto took the leashes for the dogs he had meant to walk, they had a total shift in personality from reasonably temperate, obedient, human-friendly animals to belligerent pains in Naruto's asses. For Ino, she got the smallest dogs, the puppies, the smaller breeds, easy for her. Shikamaru got the next step up, but they were so obedient, it was still easy enough for him. Not only Naruto got the biggest, oldest dogs because he was physically the strongest, and it wasn't like he was going to back down in the first place because they were, in his own words, just a bunch of dogs. However, Naruto's dogs, as previously mentioned, did not like him. Once the leashes were handed over to him by Asuma, they proceeded to wear out the soles of Naruto's sandals by dragging him about the pavement outside the Inazuka clan compound. Naruto tried digging his heels to stop them, but they were seriously strong dogs. The strongest dogs he'd ever met, for sure. And they proceeded to drag him about until he tripped and fell, and then they ended up wearing out the fabric of his coat, as they then dragged him around on the pavement for 20 minutes until Asuma got around to checking on him and got him out of his predicament. Were it not in fact for the fact that Naruto's clothes were so thick, he probably would have gotten some serious road rash. Asuma quickly got Naruto untangled from the leashes and stopped the dogs to hand them back to Naruto. "Kid, I left for 5 minutes to grab some cigarettes and I come back to this?" He scratched his head. "Well, technically the dogs got walked," he said, getting a glare at Naruto. "All right, we'll work on that. Let's take the dogs back and get paid." Naruto sighed and fell in line with his sensei as he glared at the now innocent-seeming dogs. "Well," Naruto finally said, trying to find the silver lining in his first mission, "at least I wasn't dragged through the grass. This could have been way worse." "That's the spirit, kid," Asuma said, lighting up one of his cigarettes. "You didn't get a face full of dog shit. In this case, you can worry, take that as a victory. It's the little things, Naruto. It's the little things that make being a ninja all worth it. Small victories, and you'll learn to accept them sometimes." The next mission they ended up taking was a mission to chop wood at the outskirts of the village. And once again, this wasn't a very difficult mission at all. Just more troublesome than it had to be. "Shikamaru," Naruto yelled as his axe split through another piece of lumber. "You're moving so slowly. We've been here for 30 minutes, and you only cut 5 pieces. "Pieces." Shikamaru leaned on his axe and yawned. "Yeah, you got it, don't you? Once you're finished with your pile, you can help with mine." Ino set up another piece of wood for herself to chop before frowning at Shikamaru. "Shikamaru, this really isn't the time to be lazy. We're going to be stuck here until we're done, and you're not pulling your weight." Shikamaru sighed. "Why can't Naruto just do that jutsu of his, the shadow clone jutsu, and get them to do this? We wouldn't even have to do anything if we could do that. We'd be done by now for sure." Naruto gave him a deadpan look. "I tried that when we first started, remember? Asuma-sensei made me get rid of them. He said this was supposed to be a team-building exercise, and using shadow clones were outlawed or something." That was a blatant lie that Asuma was grateful Naruto or none of the others had picked up on or bothered investigating further, and simply accepted at face value. Using ninjutsu for a derigged mission was frowned upon, but not necessarily outlawed. However, doing these missions was supposed to build a rapport between the newly formed Genin squads, give them a base to understand taking orders, get used to the way things were to go, and keep them busy while they trained to improve their skills before getting real work. Besides, Asuma had to do deranged missions when he was a Genin, and there was a damn war going on at the time. If he had to gut it out until he got promoted, then they were damn sure going to as well. Shadow clone his ass. Ino pointed at Shikamaru firmly. "Pick up that axe and do some actual work, Shikamaru, or swear, I'll get Naruto to do something completely humiliating to you. Remember what he's capable of, right?" Shikamaru somewhat paled at that. Doing this work was a pain in his ass, but having Naruto pull some pranking, horrible pranking crap on him would have been worse. He never been the target of one of Naruto's efforts in the past, but he wasn't sure he wanted the manic blonde's focus to fall on him in that category. A few minutes of work to spare him 6 months of troublesome consequences was a sacrifice he'd had to make. He knew Ino was bossy enough to get him to do it too, even if he really didn't want to, so there was no way he was calling her bluff on that matter. Naruto gestured Ino over as Shikamaru began working on splitting his pile of wood. Ino, I kind of made a promise to some people that I would stop with the pranks. He said to her quietly. Ino rolled his eyes and flicked him, rolled her eyes and flicked him between the eyes. Shikamaru doesn't know that, idiot. I didn't even know until just now. You and me are going to have to whip his lazy ass into shape to get him to do stuff, or else we're going to be doing the lion's share of this grunt work until we get something better. Naruto rubbed the spot where Ino flicked him and looked at Shikamaru working with a shrug. If it worked, then why not? The two blondes proceeded to hurry up and finish their own work while Shikamaru was muttering to himself and chopping wood handily. After they finished their day's work, Asuma directed traffic to their training field. Asuma looked over his team with a huge grin on his face. This was almost as good as smoking the last cigarette in the pack for him. Almost. He had watched his fresh little Genin team shrug through the monotonous spirit-crushing hazing process known to all shinobi of every age as D-rank missions for the first time, and he hoped that the entertainment value of watching them do glorified chores and odd jobs never faded. He could have seriously watched them work all day. It was that entertaining. The last mission they took was the one that had them cleaning out the general store's storage, and that had been just fantastic to watch. It took them forever to actually get started, since once they walked past the clothing section to get to the back, Ino had dragged Naruto right over there to give him what she called an emergency makeover, which led to Naruto screaming bloody murder at Asuma and Shikamaru to free him from the injustice. Asuma laughed and walked himself to buy a carton of cigarettes while they were there, and left the kids to work. And Shikamaru just left, since he found getting involved would be too much of a hassle, thus leaving Naruto to be Ino's life-size dress-up doll that would not take no for an answer. And Naruto quickly shut up once Ino said he was getting out of that beat-up orange jacket, even if she used mind-body switch jutsu to get him to cooperate. In the end, after a lot of griping from two stubborn sides that ran their time inside the store without having done a damn thing, in an hour of being there, Naruto relented once Ino actually took aim at him with her hand sealed and picked what she selected for him, allowing them to head to the back and get started, where they found Shikamaru asleep on the empty boxes in the storage room, which eventually led to now, after they completed their work. Once again, all three Genin were sitting under the shade of the tree looking at their sensei. Naruto was tugging at his new clothes until Ino swatted him one to get him to stop. He still had his headband on his head and his goggles around his neck, but Ino managed to get Naruto into a pair of orange shorts and orange short-sleeved windbreaker. It was left open with a dark blue t-shirt underneath. Ino also forced a pair of dark blue arm warmers, kind of like hers, onto his arms. Naruto had vehemently fought that one for a while, not wanting to wear arm warmers like what Sasuke had. But Ino had already granted him a concession in her mind by letting him keep the orange. Thus, by virtue of that, this was one fight he was going to lose in this instance. It didn't make him feel any better that all the money he had made that day went into getting a few pairs of all those things, but Ino insisted he would make it back tomorrow. Okay, Asuma said. That was a decent first day. I've seen far worse, and at least you didn't fail any of those missions, so good work. All three Genin looked at each other. Who could fail those missions? Could they have done those things in the academy? They could have done those things in the academy. Ino looked at Asuma inquisitively. So, what now, Asuma-sensei? He pointed at Ino and Shikamaru. I pretty much know what you two can do. You both know your family techniques, and I've worked with plenty of Nara and Yamanaka shinobi in my time, even your father's. He looked at Naruto. I don't know that much about you, though, Naruto. I know you can use Shadow Clone, and quite a lot from what Hokage-sama told me. Apparently you can also sense the locations of others. Is that right? Naruto wrote the back of his head. Well, I'm not that good at it yet. I just learned the jutsu last week, and I need to learn how to tell things apart better, like what's a door, a wall, and other stuff. Shikamaru looked at Naruto. So what's this jutsu and how does it even work? Naruto grinned at the chance to explain Iruka's cool jutsu to the others. It's called Chakra Echolocation Jutsu. It lets me send out a burst of chakra that somehow lets me sense where stuff is around me. All over. I'm just not that good at it yet. If I use it outside, like where we are now, it works great. But if I'm inside, all I can sense is down a hall, behind me or beside me. I can't tell people apart either. And when I use it, the streets and stuff, I can barely tell what's what. Shikamaru's eyes widened. That was such a useful move. But it had to take a ton of chakra to use even sparingly. Naruto's chakra would be pushed out of his body, would saturate the air, staying connected to him long enough for him to feel things around him. If Naruto ever mastered that move, no one would be able to properly set traps or ambushes against him. He could take away an enemy's advantage of surprise. Naruto continued to talk. Oh, I'm trying this cool new taijutsu called Sticky Fist that a friend helped me find. It's hard to learn it by myself, though. Making clones over and over that dispel in one hit is a pain. Asuma smiled. Well, that's one thing that a team is for, Naruto, training partners. I'm supposed to be training all of you, helping you all get stronger. But I don't really know what I'm allowed to teach you as far as technique goes. Nor what I actually know that any of you are suited towards using. You all don't look like you can fight the way I do. Besides, you all have your own family jutsu that you're to learn. Asuma pointed at them. You're all just getting right now, but I expect you to get very good very fast. You'll certainly have the talent for it. Naruto and Ino seemed pleased to hear it, but Shikamaru rolled his eyes. Apparently, someone didn't want to excel. Naruto looked at Asuma and all his teammates before frowning. I don't want to use Sticky Fist on any of them. It's not really nice, even in practice. Asuma looked at Naruto thoughtfully. Well, try it on me. I can be the judge of that. When he saw Naruto shy away from actually wanting to beat up his sensei, Asuma insisted, Naruto, I'm a jonin. I can take it. I promise. Shikamaru and Ino prodding him to get up and give it a try. So Naruto stood in front of Asuma. I'm not that good at it yet. If it doesn't work right, then tell me. Asuma nodded and gestured for Naruto to come forward. Naruto hesitantly did so and came at Asuma, who had a guard up. Naruto let off with a punch that Asuma had a guard prepared for. I don't see what's different about this style. It's just Academy Taijutsu, isn't it? He thought that when he lifted his arms to block Naruto's punch and respond, only for his plan of action ever got that far. Naruto's fist opened into a hand and grasped Asuma's leading wrist like a leech. Naruto spun inside while holding onto Asuma and threw a back elbow low, or for Naruto, at the level, at his body, that Asuma had to defend with his remaining arm. Naruto switched up to a high elbow that Asuma had to keep from hitting him in the jaw. Asuma then shoved Naruto by the back of his head to get him out of his range and get them back to a distance from one another. But Naruto seemed to have a damn good grip on his wrist because he stayed attached and reeled himself in, jumping at Asuma, leading with his shoulder for an attack. When he saw this, Asuma added to Naruto's momentum, pulling his diminutive frame faster before shocking Naruto with a shoulder-to-shoulder smash that jarred Naruto's grip loose and sent him bouncing off of Asuma to the ground. Naruto sat down, rubbing his shoulder and backside while Asuma analyzed what he had just seen. That style would be way out of the comfort zone of most shinobi I know of. All he needs is some size and strength, and only an Akamichi could decisively deal with moves like that. Naruto picked himself back up and went over to sit down with Shikamaru and Ino. Naruto, why don't you know how to fight like that? You never did stuff like that in the academy. A shrug from the blonde was all the response. I just felt like going over taijutsu. I ended up finding that in the library. I don't know that much about it. There's some complicated stuff in the scroll. My clones aren't that good of test partners for it. They dispel way too easily for me to get a good workout against. Shikamaru had also analyzed Naruto's fighting style. It seemed to be a lot of short-range offense, not so much with defense. What else can you do with it? Naruto's eyes squinted and thought, some throwing stuff, some grabbing moves. I'm not too good at those yet. And Asuma-sensei is too big to use on that stuff. Shikamaru's eyebrow quirked. Throws and locks, maybe? He thought, if Asuma ever makes a spar, I'm going to need to catch Naruto before he can get anywhere near me. Troublesome. Or maybe I can just throw the fight. Asuma took in all his information about Naruto. All right, then. Ino, fight Naruto. Ino nodded and Naruto jumped back to his feet. Shikamaru wouldn't fight either one of them. But the kid isn't stupid either. I'll need to find out just how smart he is soon so I can get the team dynamic down. Ino took a basic stance that left her hands at a good level for making hand seals, a style taught by the academy and encouraged by her father to use. Naruto took a sideways stance with a wide base that left his body set lower than Ino's, his hands up in a perpetual guard around his face. Asuma could see that this was an automatic deterrent for people trying to hit him in the face, or it was a way for Naruto to quickly grab onto someone that indeed attempted to do so. Asuma looked between both of them. Use of your jutsu is legal, but Naruto, keep the shadow clones low. As in less than 5, we don't want to have Ino find an army on her first day. Hokage-sama told me how many you can make. Naruto chuckled nervously and nodded before turning his attention back to Ino. Begin. Naruto immediately made 2 shadow clones that flanked him and went forward towards Ino. Ino took a few steps back to buy her some space and some time to figure out what Naruto was going to do. But Naruto's closing speed was faster than she anticipated. She was forced to punch one of the clones in the face to keep from being surrounded. It burst into smoke, signifying a clone leaving one more clone and one real Naruto to deal with. One Naruto was able to get behind her and made a lunge for her. Ino saw him fight Asuma and picked up on Naruto's habit in hand to hand. Grab someone and then beat the crap out of them when they couldn't get away. And she didn't have the luxury Asuma had of being stronger than Naruto or being better than him in taijutsu. She had started to neglect taijutsu in the academy during the last quarter of the year when her dad started teaching her the clan techniques. Ino moved aside from the Naruto that was trying to grab her. When she turned to see what happened to it, and if it had crashed into the other Naruto, she saw it had instead grabbed Naruto's hand and whipped him around to throw him towards her with added momentum. Ino quickly made hand seals, just as Naruto got close enough to throw a punch, but he ended up hitting a log in her place, signifying a kawarumi, a substitution. The surprise from her counter allowed Ino to go off, finishing off Naruto's clone as stealthily as she could, but that somehow wound up tipping off Naruto as he turned around and saw her. As he came back at her, Ino realized she wouldn't be able to land her ace in the hole on Naruto at this rate. He was moving far too fast and far too often for her slow-moving jutsu to get a bead on him and make contact. So she stuck with hand-to-hand for the time being, since she was sure pulling a weapon would have been frowned upon by Asuma. Naruto, on the other hand, was getting annoyed. He was used to fighting his clones, and they were never shy when it came to trying to punch his lights out before he could do it to them. Ino was keeping elusive, and while he was faster than her, she was wily. His clone made a rush at the start hadn't disoriented her enough to get him in close, seeing as how his clones didn't have the internal makeup he did to let them use his style effectively. They had to be decoys that would let him get close enough on his own. Stupid Asuma. If he would let him flood the field with clones, he would have won by now. He already used 2 of the 5 he'd been allowed, and Uzumaki was no liar or cheater, so he resolved to bring down Ino all on his own if he had to. One effective way to get opponents that weren't attacking, being aggressive, or getting anywhere near him he had read in one of those strategy books Shiho put them, was to do something blatant that would never have a chance in hell on actually hitting him. They would think he gambled and failed, while he'd really been trying to get them to make a move the entire time, and was ready for their response. Huh? That stuff was actually kind of useful afterward. Naruto let out a loud shout and jumped at Ino with a sweeping wide kick she saw coming the entire way. Ino smirked and moved out of Naruto's way, letting him land before letting the kick go towards his body, that she knew would double him over. Ino's kick hit home with a dull thud that showed how hard it hit, but Naruto cradled her leg close to his body with a cringing grin. It hurt. Duh, it hurt. She kicked the shit out of him for sure, but he had been getting repeatedly punched and kicked by his bastard clones for a week. He could take a kick from Ino if it let him do this. Naruto held Ino's ankle under his left armpit and used it to pull her towards him while she hopped on one leg helplessly. In order to keep her balance, Ino had to jump forward towards Naruto in order to avoid getting yanked to the ground, but when she did, she wound up getting bullied into the ground from a shoulder attack by Naruto, who then wrapped himself around her leg and made sure to gently extend her knee to the point of extreme discomfort. It was clear he wasn't trying to hurt her, but he wanted to win. Otherwise, he would have just broken it and been done with it. That's enough, Asuma said, calling Naruto off and watching as he let go of Ina's leg. Instead of a shoulder block, he could have punched her right in the face or elbowed her, even headbutted her. Substituted with a kunai, and he might have been able to turn that into a kill shot. then once he grabbed her on the ground, he could have broken her leg. That's a really dangerous style. He was right. He then looked at Ino, rubbing her leg on the ground. He was faster and stronger, but she kept evasive for a while until he was able to get close. She's very good at stalling tactics, and in a fight alongside this team, that's very good for her. Not once did we mention that we had been on missions all day before this. We hadn't eaten lunch. She was probably very low on energy. Once they actually start fighting as a team, she has Naruto to do the fighting and Shikamaru to subdue them, while she can be a fantastic support Kunoichi when she learns more of her clan techniques. Damn, Ino said under her breath as she remained seated on the ground. Where did that come from? She hadn't held back on that kick at all, and he just took it and kept going like a juggernaut. Little did she know that Naruto's clones kick too, and they kick way harder than she did in comparison. Naruto held out his hand in front of her with an apologetic look on his face. He must have not liked the idea of beating up girls. Ino accepted and stood up with a pouting face. You better watch yourself, Naruto. I'm not going to lose like that again. Next time, I'll beat the crap out of you. Naruto's face lit up as he took a confident grin. You can try whenever you want, Ino. I'm just going to keep getting better. Asuma moved over to both of them and rested his hands on his shoulder. You both did well there. He turned to Shikamaru, who was leaning against a trunk of a tree. Shikamaru, who do you want to fight next? I'd rather not, he said blandly. I'm kind of tired from today. I just lose. Asuma gave him a deadpan look. Everyone else did just as much as you, just as long as you. I know, Shikamaru commented. And look at them. Naruto didn't look worse for wear at all, but Ino was breathing kind of heavily after a fight with Naruto. Naruto looks like he didn't do anything all day. He'd wipe the floor with me. I'm tired. And Ino looks exhausted. I'd have an unfair advantage, and I really don't like fighting women in the first place. Asuma's eye twitched. All right, you lazy punk. You act like I've never dealt with a Nara before, but I've got ways to work around your unmotivated ass for sure. Fine. You're all dismissed for today. Meet here tomorrow, same time, same place. Shikamaru let a smile across his face for a second. You act like I've never had someone tell me to do stuff before, Asuma. As long as you're not my mother, there's not really a lot you can do to make me work. He wanted to wave in a provoking manner at the smoking Jonin as he walked away and turned back. But it would have been too much effort just to incite the man needlessly. Naruto looked at Ino, who was shaking out her leg. I didn't hurt you, did I? Ino noticed that he was talking about her leg. No, it's a little stiff. Nothing a good night's sleep won't fix, though. Ino shot him a provocative thoughts. How did you like rubbing up against me like that, Naruto? You were awfully familiar with me there, weren't you? Shikamaru watched Naruto's face heat up with a pitying look. Troublesome woman. Sorry, Naruto. You're on your own here. Red-faced Naruto started out flying. What? I was fighting. That was a real move. I learned it myself. I wasn't trying to do anything, honest. Ino knew it was a legitimate move. It extended her leg at the knee past the point of it being comfortable, after all. And that was just him being nice. But she had lost him, and she'd be damned if she wouldn't get the last laugh today. You may say that now, Naruto, but you were so gentle with how you held my leg. I'm not sure. I swear I could feel you rubbing it. It felt so good, you flirt, she said with a sly, half-lidded smile. Naruto stood there, a stammering mess, until Shikamaru came over and threw his old clothes over his head and dragged Naruto away in a headlock. Okay, Ino, don't overheat the guy's brain. You might just break him if you keep it up. Shikamaru continued to drag Naruto out of the training field amid Ino's laughter at Naruto's reaction. You should have just kept your cool, Naruto. She's just going to keep doing it from now on. A muffled response from Naruto came from under his clothes, but Shikamaru didn't bother trying to interpret what he says. I don't know what that means, but whatever. Ino kept laughing and let it die as her teammates disappeared from sight. She wiped a tear from her mirthful eyes and started her own way home. Oh, this is going to be way more fun than I thought. She was attracted to Sasuke, of course, but today proved to her that Naruto cleaned up relatively well, and he wasn't as bad a ninja as everyone thought in the academy at all. He had showed that he actually responded to her when she flirted with him, and that at least showed that he thought she was attractive. She can never tell Sasuke thought one way or another on the matter. Maybe. Nah, Sasuke's still better, but still. No, I should just stop thinking about it. Naruto and Shikamaru had caught up with Choji, who proceeded to talk to them about his day, how things went with his sensei the previous day, and what he'd done today, most specifically, the test he made him do. Naruto looked at Choji and shook his head. So his entire test was to trick you to get you all to work together? How would that work out for you guys? Choji wiped his brow. We ended up cutting it really close. Sasuke didn't want to work with anyone, and Sakura got knocked out before I could even find her and see if she would So I had to try and fight Kakashi-sensei, and I lost, but Sasuke jumped in and tried to get the bell on his own, so we kind of ended up working together, at least a little bit. He ended up tying Sakura to a stump, though, and kept lunch from her. Naruto looked at him curiously while Shikamaru snickered slightly. Why would he do that to Sakura-chan? Choji broke out a bag of chips. Well, he said she didn't do anything but look for Sasuke and get herself knocked out. Kind of embarrassing to call her out on it like that, though. I kind of felt bad. So I tried feeding her lunch, and Sasuke did too. The large boy shivered slightly. Then Kakashi-sensei came out all angry with all this lightning and storm stuff going on, and then he said forebodingly. Naruto was listening intently as Choji built up some sense. He said we passed, Choji said cheerfully, getting Naruto to face fault. But he almost left Sakura tied to the stump until Sasuke threw some shuriken at the stump to cut her free. Then I went to get lunch. Shikamaru nodded in acknowledgement of his friend's story ending. Hey, Naruto, what are we doing all the way up here? We're all the way up on top of the Hokage Monument. Naruto pointed as they came up on the building. We're going here. I have to see my friend Shiho before she goes home, because I don't know where she lives, and following her to find out would be really creepy. The library? Choji and Shikamaru both said as they remembered him saying stuff about it not too long ago. Why? Shikamaru asked his teammate. Naruto shrugged his shoulders. I don't know. She told me to come back when I could, because I would be busy since we're starting missions and everything. Well, I'm free now. I don't have to do anything, so why not? Shikamaru conceded that point. There wasn't a real reason not to. It was one hell of a walk, though. But the top of the Hokage Monument did have a good view of the clouds. Maybe he'd come back up here in his spare time. Naruto led them inside and let anyone within the walls know of his presence. Shio-chan! Shh! Naruto recoiled, apparently. There were a lot of shinobi that decided to go to the library today. Sorry, he said quietly. Atsuto, who had been seated on the front desk, shook his head at the side of the blonde. Kami, kid. You think after the third time you would have gotten the point. Libraries are meant for studying. That's a whole lot easier to do without some random brat yelling at the top of his lungs. Naruto crossed his fingers. That was the top of my lungs. Naruto said increasingly loud. This is the top of... Choji had moved to cover Naruto's mouth as he saw tick marks form on Atsuto's head. Atsuto settled down once he saw that Naruto had been reined in by his friends. So what brings you here today, kid? She is about to go home, so you can't get her to do anything for you today. Naruto stopped glaring at Choji, cutting off his tirade to pay attention to Atsuto. I didn't come here to get Shiho-chan to do something for me. I don't know where else to find her except here, he replied somewhat ashamedly. Wow, Atsuto said in mock displeasure. You don't even know that? What a crappy friend. He saw Naruto's expression drop when he realized he'd been taken seriously. Whoa, Naruto, I was just messing with you. No, Naruto said as a storm cloud formed over his head. You're right. I suck. I don't know where Shiho-chan lives. It's like I'm only using her because she helps me out a lot. What kind of friend does that make me? Shiho came from the archive section of the library and saw Naruto standing by Sensei. Atsuto-sensei, I finished cataloging the new intelligence. Atsuto gave her a stern look. No, I didn't look at any of it. She-sensei. I did it once, and I apologize for it. I didn't know it was supposed to be confidential. He's a genin. What's confidential about a genin? His eyes glinted dangerously, getting Shiho to laugh nervously. Right. My mistake. It won't ever happen again. Atsuto sighed. You're so lucky I know what you did. Anyway, you're done for the day. Go home. And look who came to see you. She pointed at Naruto, who waved at her. Uzumaki-kun, she exclaimed. Come with me. She rushed over to him, grabbed him by the arm, pulled him out of the library before he could even say hello. Choji looked at where Naruto had been standing in shock, a dust trail leading out the door. What just happened? Shikamaru had a similar look on his face and then palmed his face. I don't know. That guy finds himself in more troublesome situations than just a few. Choji watched the dust tray fail. Should we follow him? He might need help. Shikamaru sighed. Yeah, sure. He started slogging out the door. Let's go follow them then. 15 minutes later, Ichiraku Ramen. She stared at Naruto as he barreled through a large bowl of miso ramen. She wasn't staring at him because he was eating like he hadn't seen food in 6 weeks. It was more like she was looking at something that wasn't really there. Seeing him place his bowl down after drinking up the broth, she said, Uzumaki-kun, I went over your academy grades. Naruto gave her a look, saying, how did you get those? She tilted her glasses in a proud look. I work in the Konoha Archive Library. There are records on all ninjas, past and present. Naruto seemed to easily accept the answer. And I was wondering, I made you learn actually stuck with you, so I want you to take your written graduation exam again. Naruto fell off his stool and quickly climbed back to his feet. What? Why? I don't want to take that again. I just passed it over a little week ago. Shio gave him a dry look. You passed with a 50. You can do better this time. It's not for anything. I just want to see if you can do better after all what I did for you this last week. Naruto could see the pleading look on her face. It easily ended up breaking down. Damn, girls were really getting to him to do what they wanted today. Where was his backbone? Fine, he said. Do you have a pencil? This was slapped down on the counter with a pencil stuck in his face. Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? He looked up right before he started. Am I on the clock? Shio shook her head, but her lips quirked and he said, no, but I'm not staying here all night, Uzumaki-kun. It's almost sundown. Now get started. You'll do great. Naruto shrugged and went against what was once his greatest foe on three separate occasions. Okay, Naruto, 40 questions, you got this. Question 1, name 3 no countries that border the Land of Fire. Extra credit if you can identify whether or not these countries have hidden villages and can name the one they pass. Damn it, I don't. He stopped his normal mental rain and blinked. Oh wait, yes I do. Tanokuni? None. Yunokuni? Yugagakure. Naminokuni? None. Naruto grinned before he started to focus again. Okay, question 2. The bridge in Kusa no Kuni was one of the sites of one of the greatest successes of the third great ninja war in the Yondaima Hokage. Shiho watched as Naruto work and had many thoughts running through her mind as she looked down at him. She had been through Naruto's personal files firsthand to see exactly where his true strong and weak points were and found that they were highly classified. Why, she had no idea until she managed to get a look at them. Course, and stumbled upon the reason for the privacy. Who would have thought that some loud little blonde kid was the reason that the entire village was still in one piece after what happened 12 years ago? How did him having the Kyuubi inside his body make him different? How did it feel? How did it get in there? She wanted to ask him this, but did not for two reasons. One, he wouldn't know what the hell she was talking about. He didn't know about the Kyuubi inside him. And if she told him, he might not believe her. He might freak out. Who knew what would happen? The second reason was because it was an S-ranked secret. And while she wanted to tell him, and was going to tell him right after she found out, she was taken aside by her sensei and told that anyone who revealed that secret could be put to death by order of the third Hokage. When she asked why, he said he didn't know. It was best for her. She kept it to herself. But looking at Naruto's oblivious face, she found it hard to keep such a heavy secret from her friend, especially when it was about him. He should know that there was a demon stuck inside of him. It wasn't fair he didn't know about his status as a Jinchuriki. Wouldn't that be dangerous? There he is, Shikamaru. And he's at Ichiraku Ramen? Awesome. Good choice, Naruto. She was stirred from her thoughts abruptly by Choji's loud voice once he threw back the curtain to stand and took a seat, almost surprising her out of her seat. I'll have 3 large bowls of ramen. Beef ramen. Keep them coming, he said boisterously. Please be quiet, Shiho said when she regained her composure. Uzumaki-kun is taking a test now, Mr. This is embarrassing. I don't know your name. His name is Choji. I'm Shikamaru, and we know you're Shiho. Shikamaru walked in a moment later and looked at Naruto, hunched over the counter working on his test by Shio. All right, I bite. Why are you making Naruto take a test? It seems like a whole lot of hassle for nothing. It's not for nothing, Shio insisted. I need to see if Uzumaki-kun actually got anything out of what we all went over last week, or if I just waste his time. If I waste his time, I need to readjust my curriculum to suit a student of his needs, she giggled. I actually did a full class, so it's a good experiment. Shikamaru took a seat in the stool between his best friend Choji and his teammate Naruto. So what's the point of teaching him stuff? The academy is over. Shio nodded. Yes, but this is a test to see if my way of getting him to learn things actually works. If it works with the review things I made him go over all the time in the library, then it can work with just about anything he needs to learn, and he can apply it to anything. Do you know he wasn't even really there to learn anything? He just did it with his clones. This is the ultimate test of my theory on his shadow clones, because I didn't teach him anything on this test personally. I did it through his clones. Shikamaru watched Naruto intently go through his test. So why him? Shio smiled. Well, Uzumaki-kun is... How should I say this without being too blunt? She placed a hand on Naruto's head and rubbed his hair comfortingly. Uzumaki-kun's dumb. Really dumb. I mean, he's really, really dumb.
And even he knew it. She noticed the tick marks on his head as he tried to ignore her and decided to stop teasing him to get to the point. I just wanted to help him out, really. At first, it was because he'd never been to the library before, and I wanted to show him around. But he's been a really sweet person, and it's not fair that no one's trying to do anything about it. With a little fine-tuning, he could have been a rookie of the year if anything had bothered to give him some personal time. Arthur grinned at that, but stayed focused on his test. This was way easier. The last time he was drawing blanks all the way through, the only reason he's able to get 50 on the last test was because the questions about the fourth Hokage that were sprinkled throughout the multiple choice format, some repeating. There were next to none of those on this form of this test, and it still felt way easier. Choji stopped eating ramen as he's hearing that. Naruto, rookie of the year? How? Shiho shrugged. Okay, how to put this? Well, you know his shadow clone jutsu. None of us were here could even make one without nearly killing ourselves. Uzumaki makes 20 just to read things in the library. He said he maxed out around 1,000. And I'm not even sure if he's being truthful or not. But even if he isn't, he has more chakra than any genin I've heard of before, rookie or veteran. I don't even know how many jonin can say they have that much chakra to spare. Choji dropped his noodles he had in chopsticks upon hearing that. Just off of sheer chakra capacity, he's more advanced than anyone else. Shikamaru took this note. Why did it take this girl actually going into detail on this for something like this to actually be known? Shouldn't Naruto's chakra capacity have been something the academy teachers knew about? That's why he found it so hard to do academy level jutsu. It's because it took a minuscule amount of chakra to perform them. That's why they were academy level jutsu. It wasn't his fault he couldn't do the bunshin, the clone. That was supposed to be the easiest to do because it was supposed to take the least amount of chakra. For Naruto, that would have been like trying to isolate an eyedropper worth of water from a lake or something. Naruto slammed his pencil down and put his test in front of Shiho, scaring her. Done, he laughed to himself and looked over at Choji and Shikamaru. That was easy. How did he ever think any of that was hard? Shikamaru smirked to me. Maybe that's because you didn't have a woman trying to force the information into that empty head of yours while we're in school. Good job, Uzumaki-kun, she said with a smile. You got 80% of your answers correct. I knew you could do that. Naruto spun around on the stool. Yeah, so that means I'm not stupid anymore, right? She always regret. Oh no, you're still really stupid. Naruto face faulted. What I mean by that is, all I made you learn was review stuff. You should have at least known this stuff in passing. Most every ninja does off of memory. But about how smart you are, what do you know about chakra? Naruto squinted his eyes. We use it to do jutsu and stuff. Choji chuckled while Shikamaru palmed his face and shook his head. Shiho giggled. Yes, but not quite. It's the mixture of your physical and spiritual energy gained from physical exercise and experience. It runs through a system in your body that circulates it, much like blood. It's more important than just that. Now, what about the difference between ninjutsu and genjutsu? Naruto's face drew a blank. They both do stuff? I said the difference. I figured you didn't know that when you referred to everything as jutsu instead of categorizing it. We're not done with you yet, Uzumaki-kun. We're just getting started. Naruto lowered his head, getting her to pat him on the back. It's okay. You pick these things up quick. Now you can learn about actual techniques. Hey, maybe if I can get points on these things across well enough for you, you can start making a jutsu of your own. That perked him up. That was true. He was a sucker for a new jutsu. And if he could learn enough that he could start making his own like Iruka, that would be ideal for him. Just another thing to make him badass. Choji smoke through another bowl that he wound up being served. Yeah, Naruto, you can do it. She seems like she knows what she's talking about, and she thinks you can. Naruto nodded in agreement with his best friend's words and turned his attention to Shiho. So what exactly do you plan to teach him anyway? Shiho's glasses shined at the sound of the question. Everything. Shikamaru couldn't help but pity Naruto the way she said that. Naruto blinked when he heard her that from her. Wait, everything? What do you mean everything? I can't learn every. She opened a bowl of ramen in front of him. Look, Uzumaki-kun, ramen. It's still hot. You better hurry. And like a switch had been turned, he immediately dug in the bowl placed in front of him. Shikamaru's sweat dropped. Are you going to fix that too? I don't think I... Shiho shook her head and chuckled awkwardly at explaining such an embarrassing weakness. I don't think I can, but seriously, would you even want to? Shikamaru stared at her for a while, making her uncomfortable with such a firm gaze. What is he looking at me like that for? Her cheeks started to heat up at thoughts of why. Finally, Shikamaru turned his attention elsewhere. I guess I wouldn't. It's good to know I can sidetrack Naruto with a bowl of noodles. I might be able to use that from time to time. Naruto finished his bowl happily. Man, that was good. He looked at Shio suspiciously. Now then, what were we talking about just now? Shio said hesitantly. I said it's getting late. I have to get home before I get into trouble. Naruto nodded. Okay, once the sun has gone down after all, do you want us to take you home, Shihokun? Shio stood up, having just dodged a bullet of sorts. No, that's okay. I'll see you later, Izumaki-kun. Goodbye, Shikamaru-san. Goodbye, Choji-san. The two other waved to her as she left the sand. Shikamaru sighed and watched his friends order more food. That girl's kind of strange. Naruto nodded. Yeah, a little bit, but pretty much every girl I've met's weird so far. She's still nice, though. Really nice. If you get to know her, you'll like her. Whatever you say, Naruto, Shikamaru said unbelievingly. Remember, all women are troublesome. It's just to what extent are they troublesome? Naruto stopped eating long enough to point ahead. You do know we're being served by a woman the entire time, right? We've been here, right? Shikamaru paled and looked forward to Sayayama giving him a sickeningly sweet smile, holding a ladle in her hand. Ugh, I hate you, Naruto. Naruto shrugged and went back to eating. I don't know why you hate me. I didn't say that. You were the one that had the brilliant idea to say that out loud. You call me stupid. At least I'm smarter than that. Naruto looked into his bowl. Hey, Ayami Nichon, when you finish chewing Shikamaru out about his dumbass comment, can I get some more, please? How to train your genin, tip 2. Instill a work ethic in your genin. Motivation is another highly important component in the steady improvement of any and every ninja. The stronger they get, the more they will have to work to keep up with the expectations placed upon them, which will grow more and more difficult. Many good shinobi and kunoichi have lots of potential and found themselves swept up by this and overwhelmed, mostly due to complacency in their own strength, knowledge, and skill. There is never enough in any of those attributes. As a ninja, you can never afford to settle with where you are, because will always be someone willing and able to show you how much better than you are. And this could end with your failure or death. This must be driven home early in a ninja's career, as while confidence is good, arrogance will get them killed, miserably killed, by some lunatic miles away from home. So to prevent this, you must ensure that they know that they must keep improving bit by bit and show that they a progression of their abilities so that they clearly know what they are capable of in order to keep them from getting swelled in the heads. As their jonin sensei, you must make sure they know that they still have a long way to go. This can be done by showing them up in some way or form. You can do this any way you like, but less imaginative jonin all seem to like doing it the same way, by beating their genin senseless, but to each their own. They're all full-fledged ninja. You shouldn't baby them because it will get them killed. Just as long as you ensure they're always working to improve, you're doing your job. Shio.
Author's note. Chapter done. No more energy for smart-ass remarks or anger-fueled rants of violent violence. Until next time, people. Kenshi out. So that will be all for this week. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and hopefully we will see you again next week. Bye.